Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside, enjoy traditional foods, connect with your community, and keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In November, Akiak, Alaska made history as the first community in the YK Delta to install broadband internet in every home. But many are still unconnected to high-speed service. KYUK's Greg Kim reports the satellite internet provider says they're still in beta testing.
Akiak Chief Mike Williams Sr. says a new broadband internet service installed last month is only working part of the time.
25% to 50% of the time that I've noticed.
Kevin Hamer leads Akiak Technology, the tribally owned company the village created to manage its broadband. Hamer said hiccups are to be expected during the launch of a project this big.
Anytime you do a major technology rollout, there's absolutely bug fixes, defects, software updates needed.
And Hamer says the bugs are not local to Akiak. He says a satellite internet company called OneWeb that Akiak depends on is having issues. OneWeb executive Chris McLaughlin confirmed there are bugs the company is working out, but he said that was expected. He says November 15th wasn't the launch of full service, but the start of beta testing. McLaughlin does not have a specific start of beta testing date that the company plans to move out of beta testing and into full service, but he said it should be soon. Akiak Chief Mike Williams Sr. says a slow start is all part of the process.
A lot of people might be a little disappointed, but we have to be very patient in getting the glitches worked out. And I know that it's going to get better and better as we move along here.
Other communities around Akiak will be watching closely as dozens of tribes in western Alaska are planning to use the same broadband technology as Akiak. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Redistricting in North Dakota is complete. Native vote advocates say there's still a lot to do between now and the next time maps are drawn in 2031. Mike Moen reports advocates hope to build off a key accomplishment in the most recent redrawing of district boundaries.
This fall, state lawmakers approved new maps that include split House districts for the Fort Berthold and Turtle Mountain Indian reservations. Nicole Donaghy of the group North Dakota Native Vote says they'd like to see that for all tribal communities. And over the next decade, she says they'll keep pushing to have redistricting hearings on reservations when lawmakers revisit the issue.
We need to be better prepared. We need to find a way to make it inclusive. We need to include every ability that we have to include technology in the process, and that way we're creating equity.
This fall, public hearings did include online participation, but tribal advocates argue it can be harder to access technology on reservations. In addition to in-person meetings, they hope workable solutions for virtual engagement can be found. As for the new split districts, Donaghy says they open the door to seeing these communities elect lawmakers who have their constituents' best interests at heart.
The benefits of that is having the representation. It draws self-interest to the communities. You know, voter turnout will increase. And so there's a lot that rides on, you know, who is representing us.
Donaghy says her group will continue civic engagement on reservations to show how matters like these affect tribal members. Currently, only 1% of the North Dakota legislature is made up of lawmakers who identify as Native American.
That was Mike Moen. The Navajo Nation has partnered with the City of Los Angeles to extend power lines to homes in a handful of Navajo communities in Arizona. As of Thursday, 29 homes have been connected since November. The goal is to connect as many homes as possible within 6 weeks. Meanwhile, the tribe is also working on electrical and a number of other infrastructure needs on the vast reservation using COVID-19 relief aid. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association, dedicated to the well-being of Native children and families. News and information on NICWA, as well as how you can show your support at nicwa.org.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for nearly 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.